Well, here in this country, 130 people die each day from opioid overdoses. That's according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And as we've reported, states are trying various strategies to respond to the crisis. One is to create databases to keep track of prescriptions so people can't go from doctor to doctor for more drugs. Every state but Missouri has a comprehensive drug monitoring program, and now there are efforts to change that. Sebastian Martinez Valdivia of member station KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, reports.
About 15 miles southwest of St. Louis is Fenton City Park. There are picnic shelters, softball fields, and flags waving gently from a memorial to fallen soldiers. This is where Kevin Mullane sought refuge as he struggled with an opioid addiction.
Anybody that knew Kevin knew he loved Fenton Park.
Kevin's mom, Kathy Arbini, struggles to hold back tears as she describes how he became increasingly isolated. Mullane turned to prescription opioids to deal with depression. He eventually started stealing medications from friends and family members and doctor shopping for more.
He went to this doctor for a backache, and then he went to this doctor for a footache, and then he went to this doctor because he was depressed. And so he had all these doctors working against each other.
In November of 2009, at the age of 21, Mullane died of a heroin overdose in a friend's basement. Arbini says at the time he had 9 prescriptions from different doctors, but there was no statewide program to keep track of those prescriptions, and the deaths continue. In 2017, 951 Missourians died from opioid overdoses.
I'm absolutely concerned that it might not make it through this year, but I'm more hopeful than ever.
Republican State Representative Holly Rader is sponsoring a bill to create a program to track opioids and other prescription drugs across Missouri. It's her 6th attempt. In the past, the main opposition has come from within Rader's own party and one senator who filibustered the bills, saying they infringed on patients' privacy rights. That sentiment still lingers. Here's Dottie Bailey, a Republican representative from St. Louis County, speaking at a recent hearing. She's against the bill.
We cannot put everybody's information at risk. I don't care if NASA's going to encrypt this thing. At some point, if it gets in the wrong hands, it's going to be weaponized against us.
Again, Representative Holly Rader.
I'm someone who's very concerned about privacy as well, and I don't like government databases. But this is very much different than that. It's a medical tool.
The bill's supporters also hope to get some leverage from a drug monitoring program started in the St. Louis area in 2017. It was largely created to sidestep the years of gridlock in the state legislature. More than 70 cities and counties have joined, but it doesn't reach more than 50 others. Sam's Health Mart is a family-owned pharmacy in Randolph County in northern Missouri. The county hasn't joined the St. Louis program, which means pharmacist Annie Eisenbeiss has to take matters into her own hands.
So if I suspect that potentially somebody is abusing or misusing the medication, I will call all of the neighboring pharmacies. So in Moberly specifically, we have 5 other pharmacies, but then we'll call different counties just to double check.
Eisenbeiss says a statewide program won't single-handedly solve Missouri's opioid problem, but it would help. She says someone came to her recently with almost identical prescriptions from 2 different doctors.
Luckily, he handed them both to me at the pharmacy, and I was like, these are the same thing. If you take both of them, you're going to overdose.
Some addiction specialists have raised concerns that monitoring can have a chilling effect on providers, leading them to prescribe fewer opioids and pushing people toward more dangerous options like heroin. And a 2017 study out of the University of Texas, San Antonio, found that the impact of state prescription drug monitoring programs is mixed. Still, Kathy Arbini remains a supporter. After Kevin died, she became an activist and testified before the legislature on the database bills.
I was so nervous. I remember being so nervous but so proud because I told Kevin's story.
She'd like to open a treatment clinic and has a reason to keep pushing for a solution. Kevin's 9-year-old son, her grandson.
He looks like our son and he acts like him, and I'll be honest, that scares me too. But his mom is aware of it. We're very close, so we watch him, and hopefully he won't go down that same path.
For Here and Now, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.